Get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Rummer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flakes. Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. Friends, Ed Herlihy and Margaret McDonald are on vacation. Mrs. Lamont Johnson, pinch hitting, is your Ivory Flakes announcer. You know, last Saturday, I took some youngsters on a picnic. Oh, boy, what a madhouse, but some fun. There were relay races, a potato race, and another one where you have to hop along in a sack. Well, there were prizes for the winners, of course, but I got to thinking the mothers are the ones who deserve the prizes. With active youngsters like that, it must be some trick to keep their clothes holding together. Well, that's where gentle Ivory Flakes come in. You know, children's clothes really benefit from Ivory Flakes care. In fact, children's nicer clothes give up to twice the wear. And your own clothes, friends, they'll give you up to twice the wear, too. While your rayon dresses will stay bright, your blouses gay, your lingerie silky, they'll stay that way as much as an extra season. Wash tests prove it. All sorts of pretty things were washed over and over in Ivory Flakes, and they came out practically like new. But clothes that were washed the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap, they came out faded, frayed at the seams. Another thing, friends, rayon stockings were tested. Strain tests were made, and they showed that rayons washed in Ivory Flakes last twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. Nightly Ivory Flakes care makes rayons fit better, too. So always use pure, mild Ivory Flakes. They're the flake form of baby's Ivory soap. Well, now I realize sometimes your dealer may be out of Ivory Flakes, but he'll be getting more soon. So keep on asking. Remember, with gentle Ivory Flakes care, your blouses, rayon dresses, slips, they'll give you up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's about 4:30 o'clock as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find Sade and young Russell. Mother and son are swinging gently in the swing, and the latter is describing recent exciting events in Tapman's vacant lot.
Neither Bluetooth or Smelly wanted to fight, but they got egged into it.
They actually hit each other?
No, they never quite got that far. All they done was stand there with their fists doubled up.
What was the trouble in the first place?
Oh, it was a terrible hot day there in Tapman's vacant lot, and the ball game got dull, and Heine Call suggested we quit. So we all lined up and sat down in a row on the curb in there at Monroe and Lee Street. Then Archie McDupper, he's a mean guy anyway, he figured he'd stir up some excitement by getting Bluetooth and Smelly mad at each other. Here's the way he went about it. He passed
Mr. Mark... Papa coming up the sidewalk. He's early today. Can't be 4:30 o'clock yet, is it? He feels good about something. Almost smiling. What's funny?
I might have known better than to get started telling something.
Why? I was listening.
Uh-huh.
I was. Watching my funny, and so-and-so had a terrible fight. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Watching my funny, and so-and-so had a terrible fight. Just more than lambasted each other.
Hey, oh, my name is George McFancy's Blue.
Hi, Gov.
I've come about the rent. You people haven't paid any rent for 3 years.
Haven't you got your hat on backwards?
Now, that's a fine way to greet your loving husband that you haven't seen since noon. Otherwise, when their husbands come home from work, say, "Hello, darling honey bunch, you're the sweetest man in town." But my wife says, "Haven't you got your hat on backwards?" No wonder I spend half my time crying. Russell, get up out of that porch swing immediately.
So you can sit down, huh?
Why is everybody mean to me?
You act like you're happy about something.
Russell, get up, I say.
I'm getting up.
He's a bad, wicked boy. He's willing to sit sluggishly in the porch swing while his poor old papa perches up on the railing and runs a chance of falling over backwards and breaking his neck.
Well, I run a chance of falling over backwards and breaking my neck myself when I perch on the railing.
I've quibbled enough, sir. I don't mind telling you that you've plunged me into a quivering rage. I'm mad clean through.
Hmm. What you so happy about?
Happy?
Yes.
Me? Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Sadie, you're as sharp as a tack. The man's insane if he tries to conceal anything from you.
Receive a raise in your pay?
Nope.
Lolita DeRenzi tell you your head was so pear-shaped and delicious you ought to be in the moving picture show?
What an incorrigible girl you are, to be sure, Dr. Sleet.
Oh, boy, I'm incorrigible as can be.
Oyster Cracker gets a tremendous kick out of...
Don't teeter back and forth on that railing, Willie. We don't want you in the hospital.
You made that remark like you already had one person in the hospital.
Hmm?
You said, we don't want you in the hospital.
Well?
Oh, you put the accent on you. It sounded like you hoped I wouldn't have to go to the hospital on top of all the other members of the family that's in the hospital.
What kind of silly talk is that?
Well, don't you get my point?
No.
You said, don't teeter back and forth on that railing, Willie. We don't want you in the hospital.
Well, don't teeter back and forth on that railing.
Well, you still don't get my point. You still don't
people,
see...
People. Papa was talking. Papa was about to tell something.
Go ahead, tell us.
Your surmise was absolutely correct when you guessed I was happy about something. I received a letter this afternoon, and I've been hugging myself ever since.
Who'd you receive it from?
Hunky J. Sponger.
Oh, the big large gink in Chicago?
Yes.
Did he say he wanted to publish the picture?
Don't bother guessing, kiddo. You'd never guess in a million years.
Hmm. Well,
what happened, Dr. Sleech? I was busy as a horse when the mail arrived this afternoon, and all I had time to do was skim over Hunky J. Sponger's letter. But what I read filled me with exultation. I was elated as a small boy with a new football. Here's the idea. Hunky J. Sponger makes a bright, splendid, dazzling suggestion in his letter. It's a suggestion my whole soul responds to, but I know there's objection to it. I'm sure it's not feasible or practical, and I hesitate to...
Well, what is Hunky J. Sponger's big notion is?
Well, just this.
All right, I'm listening.
Hunky J. Sponger suggests that the All-Star marching team go on summer maneuvers.
Yeah?
I guess you don't get the impact of that, what it's throwing at you so suddenly, say.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll feed it a little more slowly.
All right.
Hunky J. Sponger of Lodge Headquarters in Chicago suggests that the All-Star Marching Team of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way go on summer maneuvers during the month of August.
That still don't make me jump up and down, scream like a panther.
No, probably not. But it hits me right where I live. Why, I could hardly hold back a whinny of joy when I skimmed over that letter this afternoon.
You and the other fellas camp out, Gov? Is that the idea?
It's an approximation of the idea. Hunky J. Sponger's thought was that such an enterprise would bring valuable publicity to the All-Star Marching Team. Yes, Russell, the term camping out serves just as well as the term summer maneuvers.
You'd camp out with the other nine guys that belong to the outfit and practice marching and work
sure,
out
sure, different... practice marching. Practice marching all day long. Why, Hunky J. Sponger's even arranged for us to provide us with a tent, a regulation Chautauqua tent that accommodates four cats.
Say...
Where would you do your camping out?
A Dismal Seepage, Ohio. There's a plot of ground just outside the city limits that could be made available.
Hmm.
No fooling. I've been hugging myself all afternoon.
Hmm.
Oh, I know there must be objections to it. Hmm. But just think. Me and all the boys on summer maneuvers for a whole month out underneath the open sky.
Hmm.
Why, just the thought of it thrills me to my toes.
Uh-huh.
An objection just occurred to me, Gov.
Well, don't dig too deep for objections.
You said the tent Honky J. Sponger is willing to provide only accommodates four cots.
Four cots, yes.
Well, there's 10 of you all-star marching guys.
What, two guys to a cot? Two guys to a cot? We'd expect to rough it a little.
Well, a cot is only made to accommodate one person, though. Two persons in a cot is a horrible, uncomfortable hardship.
And it wouldn't come out even anyway. The tent would have to accommodate five cots.
Why?
$10.
I imagine we'd have ingenuity enough and inventive strategy enough to figure out some workable sleeping arrangement.
Oh, you know, McDancy's in the hospital.
What?
You mentioned the other day one of the all-star guys, Homer U. McDancy of East Bend, Oregon's in the hospital.
Yes, you did.
If he's in the hospital, he certainly won't be able to...
He is in the hospital. That's right. Well, hey, maybe the objections will cancel each other. With Homer, you, McDancy, in the hospital, there'll be more room in the tent.
Every dark cloud has a silver lining.
Exactly. No, maybe this enterprise will work out. By George, I'd be the happiest man on the face of the earth.
Hey, while I first broke his foot.
What?
While I first won't be able to march yet. He only broke his foot a few days ago when that fast passenger train hit him and knocked him clear
thunder,
over.
Oh, I forgot about that. No, he can't march.
Makes more room in the tent.
What?
Why, why, Flirch not being there will make more room in the tent.
Well, that's right, Gov.
Why, Flirch, though, is a good first lieutenant. I'd rather have him along on summer maneuvers than almost
you're
any
mad
other.
At Robin Slobbert Hank.
Huh?
I thought of another objection.
Well, don't break any bones in your frantic efforts to think of objections.
Mm-hmm.
What was the objection you thought of?
You're mad at Robert and Slobbert Hank. You wouldn't want them camping out with you.
No, I wouldn't. They're big crooks.
Make more room in the tent.
What?
Robert and Slobbert Hank got going on the summer maneuvers would make more room in the tent.
You're not being impertinent, I hope, Russell, honey.
No.
I would advise you not to wax jocular with Papa. I would advise you not to...
E.W. Smith is in jail.
E.W. Smith is not in jail.
Well, he steals so many horses he's on.
E.W. Smith is not in jail. E.W. Smith is not in jail.
Oh, well, Ish, don't get mad.
E.W. Smith is at liberty.
I don't care. Make more room in the tent.
What?
Make more room in the tent if they got E.W. Smith in jail. See, with E.W. Smith in jail and Homer U. McDancy in the hospital and Robert and Slobbert Hank mad at you, there'd be so much room in the tent.
I do not want to hear any further remarks about the amount of room in the tent.
Gov, an objection that just occurred
well,
to
save
me.
It.
Well, it's a pretty good objection.
I said but... save it. Here's your seat in the porch suite.
Where are you going?
Mike needs supper's basement.
Put you in those horseshoes?
Yeah.
It won't be long till supper. We're going to eat early.
Well, send Russell over after me.
I did have a good, solid, substantial objection, Mom.
What was it?
The paper stated the other night that the temperature in Dismal Seaford, Ohio, rises to 115 degrees almost every day in August.
Oh?
And there's over 80 mosquitoes to the square foot of air.
Goodness.
I don't imagine Gov would want to camp out under those conditions.
No.
Heck, look at Gov walk along. His shoulders sag down and he's got no pep. He looks dejected as a horse.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, he was laughing and joking and strutting up the sidewalk and jolly as my shoe.
Stuff happens, don't it, Mom?
Yes, it does.
Stuff happens.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. You sometimes come up against everyday problems that you don't bother to work out. For instance, when you faced the rayon stocking problem, did you just decide rayons weren't meant to give good wear and that was that? Well, you'll find out differently, friends, if you give your rayon stockings nightly ivory flakes care. If you do, they'll wear you longer. Listen to this. Stocking strain tests were made, and in those tests, rayons washed in ivory flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. And if that baggy, wrinkled look is what you object to, there again I say, wash your rayons in ivory flake suds every night. I tell you, your stockings will fit much better. They'll look trim and neat. You know, ivory flakes are ivory mild, ivory pure. I hope you use them for your blouses, house coats, and slips, too. Don't wash those things the wrong way. Flakes care, and you'll get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Lamont Johnson saying good day for Ivory Flakes. Say, neighbor, don't let down. The war isn't over. Save used fats. Every drop counts. Save, turn in used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.